Now, the classic Jewish reaction when I say the word Parshat Naso is generally a groan. Naso, 176 psukim, longest parsha on the Torah. The truth is, it's not really just about the amount of psukim. It's also that memory that when you hear the 176 psukim, you think that you're just kind of like hearing the same thing over and over and over. It's just kind of like you're in some loop where we have the entire parsha is basically repetition. The parsha begins with Levi being counted or in the middle of its count. Oh yeah, again, for the second time, all three families of Levi. And then we, of course, get to the Nesiim, who each, as we know, brings the exact same korban, and we repeat it over and over and over with every single detail. 176 extremely repetitive psukim. I gotta be honest with you, I would make many, many bar mitzvah boys very, very happy if we shrunk it. This week's parsha, last week's parsha, you really just put it on an Excel sheet, you put the number 12, the power of 12, we're good. Parsha will be the shortest parsha in the Torah. The question that I'm sure we've all asked before, and if not, wait till Shabbat, I'll ask it then, who needs it? Why are we repeating over and over and over and over? I could keep going again. So I want to share with you an experience I had. I'll call it one of the most boring days of my life, where the only good thing that came out of that day is I think I understood this week's parsha. So let me throw you back a couple of years. I'm sitting at my first graduation at University of Pennsylvania. I got to be honest with you. In theory, I graduated before that, but I just was never there. I think I had a simcha on my own college, my own YU graduation. I think I was in Israel during my grad school graduation. I never was at graduation before. So I'm sitting there in a stadium with tens of thousands of people, my first time. As a bystander, I wasn't graduating, but all the seniors, the students were graduating, so we were there to watch. It literally took more than 6 hours. And half of that time, here's what happened. Every single school, okay? The med school, the law school, the engineering school. Within the med school, of course, it's divided up into five different schools. Every single school would gather, would be in the middle of the stadium. They stood in a different section, wore a slightly different color. And then the university president would give the exact same speech, invocation, to each and every group. 17 schools. 17 times the exact same speech. That, of course, ended. And by the power entrusted in me by the Board of Trustees, blah, 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 I now pronounce you graduated. 17 times. And, of course, each one was followed by hoorays and throwing the caps up in the air. Hours. The same exact thing. And me and my wife and the staff are sitting there, okay, bored to death. 4 hours of the same thing. I remember talking to the students after and saying, listen, I know what it was like in the stands, okay? 30,000 people sleeping or barely paying attention. What was it like being on the field? What was it like standing there listening to this over and over and over? And every student who we asked said the exact same thing. It was so exciting. We were waiting for our turn. And when it was finally our turn, we got super excited. This is what we've been waiting for. We've been in university for 4 years just to hear the present university look at me and say to me and to my school and to my peers, you're graduated. I think it's amazing. Because we always think about Parshat Naso, about the Nesiim, from the perspective of a spectator. From the perspective of we're looking back and seeing this happen 12 times. The Torah wants us to go deeper. The Torah wants us to imagine what was it like experiencing it. And I want you to imagine, it's not just 12 times. Every Shevet had its own day. And that day was the most excited, anticipated day for that sheva. And when your nasi brought that, all those korbanot, you were there, you were excited, you were cheering, you were watching. And when we read it, sometimes we just see, whatever, it's a list of 12 big things. The Torah wants us to enter the experience, not just to be a spectator, but really to jump in and to understand that these were 12 exciting, action-packed days, and our job as the reader is to see how Am Yisrael experienced it. And every day, a different shevet, a different tribe, had the limelight. And part of the goal is to say, wow, it's not repetition. Our job as the readers is to push ourselves. Nothing is ever repeated. To try to understand the experience as Am Yisrael experienced it themselves. Have a good day.